Well, let me tell you, one of the things about the life of the church is so exciting is that when people decide to not only attend church, but to become an official member of the Bethel United Methodist Church. Joanne, too, and Mark have decided to join the church. We're grateful for that, because when we were looking at different places, you know, we lost two saints this year, Carol Kotsky and Patsy White, and so we need some folks in order to help fill those vacancies. And Mark has become a trustee last year. You don't have to be a member to be a trustee, but you do need to be a member to serve on committees that have voting privileges, so to speak. So with membership comes privileges, as they say. So we're going to do a little ceremony right now. If you would come to the altar, Mark and Joanne, and Joanne one, and anybody else that would like to stand with them. It's like getting married, Mark and Joanne. Yeah, modern technology. Lexi's got one of them gizmos on her arm that talks to her cell phone, and when her sugar's low, it's amazing. My sugar's always low, and I don't even know it. Except that. Yeah. See, everybody's different. Some people got to eat it, some people got to stay away from it. I'm one of those ones who need to stay away from it. We're grateful, and we ask God to come and bless this. It's a little ceremony, but it's an important time for all of us to reaffirm our faith. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. We thank you for Joanne and Mark, Lord, and the commitment that they made to you, but more importantly, to the local church here at Bethel. And we're grateful for them. In Jesus' name, amen. I got a couple questions to ask you, and your response would be, I do, or I will, and I'll guide you through it. So this is what we call a renunciation of sin and a profession of faith. Profession of faith is we do with this outline. Do you, Mark and Joanne, in the presence of God and this congregation here at Bethel, renew the solemn vow and promise that you made at your baptism? If that's your desire, would you say, I do?
I do.
Do you truly and earnestly repent of your sins? I do. Do you believe in God the Father?
I do.
And do you believe in the Creator of the heavens and the earth? And do you believe also in Jesus Christ? All right. And the Apostles' Creed here, but we're going to do the Apostles' Creed after a while. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? All right. And do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of both the Old and the New Testament? I do. Yes, for sure. And do you promise, according to the grace God has given to you, in His holy will and commandments, and walk in the same all the days of your life as faithful members of Christ's holy church and also the Bethel United Methodist Church. Amen. All right. So here we are. This is the vows or the official things for reception into the United Methodist Church. Let those persons who are members of other communion in Christ's Holy Church and now desire to enter into a fellowship with this congregation, a congregation, present themselves. And here they are. And so these are the questions. Will you, Joanne and Mark, be loyal to the United Methodist Church and uphold it by your prayer, your presence, your gifts, and your service? It's one of the I will things. And let those who are members of other congregations who desire to do this come, or just in general join the church. You're welcome to come to be a part of this. Brothers and sisters, I commend to you Mark and Joanne Carlson this day and receive them into the membership of the Bethel United Methodist Church. Congregation, this is a part for you. Do all in your power to increase their faith and confirm their hope and perfect them in love. And the congregation responds, if you want to turn to page 48 in the hymnal. Oh, Phil, see how good he is? You don't have to turn to the hymnal. Phil got it up there. Yeah. All right. Let us join together in the unison of rejoicing. We
give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As sinners together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our vow faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit bless and preserve and keep you, Mark and Joanne, for now and forevermore. And all of God's children said, Amen. Welcome to the official voting member of the Bethlehem Country. God loves you. And we know that stuff. I'm sorry. Let me tell you how this all came about. That's all right, go ahead. I can talk. Mark and Joanne moved into, what's the name of your road?
Winnie Lane.
And Joanne 1 lives on the other end of Winnie Lane, and she went out like we're supposed to do and invited them to church 2 years ago now, I guess. And voila. And you guys treated them with the love and respect that we all deserve, and little by little they became active, and then they decided to make it official. So thank you, Joanne 1. And this, and you got a little certificate to prove that anybody asked you, so yeah, I got a certificate. All right. Praise God for this too. Thank you. Amen.
This is just a little token of love and friendship from the church. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.